Zeggen de Riet Perkei Mishnah Vav. Akabi ben Mahalo hei er arbezvon. Akabi ben Mahalo was made for halacha. He said over in the name of his rabbin for halacha. Amru lo, the Chachamim said to him, Akabi chazer b'chav arbezvon shiita oimer. Back out and change your position on these for halacha that you used to say. V'nascha abezin b'Yisrael. And we'll make you an abezin, a head of abezin in Klai Yisrael. Amar lehen Akabi ben Mahalo responded, I prefer to be called idiot my whole life for turning down such a prestigious position and not to be considered a rasha even for 1 second in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, as if he would back out from these four halachas just to get a position that would make him into a rasha. Another thing, even if I had good reason to back out, if I realized that I was incorrect on these four halachas, I still wouldn't take the position being offered, so that people shouldn't think I only changed my mind because of the position that was being dangled in front of me. Who are you, Mitame Sar Pekuda Vidam Hayor? Two of the four halachas that he used to say is he was Mitame Sar Pekuda and Dam Hayor. As a dinit, that somebody who gets a Baharis, which is a nega that would make somebody into Mitzorah. Now he's only Tame if after the Baharis appeared, a Seir, a hair inside the Baharis turned white. But if there was a white hair in the skin before the Baharis appeared there, in such a case, the Baharis would not make him into a Mitzvah. Now, somebody who had a Baharis, and after he got the Baharis, a Sar within the Baharis turned white, and he was Tame. And afterwards, the Baharis disappeared, and he became Tar. And the Baharis returned to the same place where it was, and the Sar Lavan was there the whole time. In such a case, Rabbi Akavia was Mitame the Baharis after it reappeared, even though the Sar was there already before it reappeared, since originally the Sar only turned white after the Baharis was there the first time. In such a case, when it returns, the Baharis again will be Tame, and he will be a Mitzorah. And he was also Mitame Dam Hayark, an Isha that sees green Dam would be considered a Nida. Even though an Isha only becomes a Nida if she sees red Dam, Akab ben Mahalo holds that green Dam was originally red, just it changed its color, so therefore the Isha would be Tame, the Chacham and Mitarim, the Chacham are Mitar Sar HaPakuda. In such a case where the Baharis reappeared in the Sar Lavan was there already from before, the Baharis would not be Tame the second time, and they were also Matar Dam Hayar, then Isha that sees green Dam would not be Tame. Who are you, Matar Sar Bechor Baal Mum, Shenashar, Behenicho Bechalon, Bachakach Shachto? The Chacham, Derna Lachayev, that if somebody has a Bechor Baal Mum, that some of the Sar from the Bechor fell off, and afterward he shechted the Bechor, and in the interim he put the Sar in the Chalon, in the crack in the window, to keep it there until after he shechted it. The din is that the Sar of the Bechor is usur until the Shechita. After the Shechita of the Bechor, then it's mutter to use the Sar that's on the goof of the behemoth. Now, if the Sar fell off before he shechted and afterwards he shechted it, in such a case, according to Kabbalah ben Mahalo, the Sar would become mutter to be used after the Shechita of the Bechor. And the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say that the Sar which fell off before the Shechita of the Bechor would be usur even after the Shechita, even though after the Shechita of the Bechor Baal Mum, the Sar that's on the goof of the behemoth is mutter. The Chacham held that the Sar that fell off beforehand would be usur. The reason being is we're afraid that if we allow him to use the Sar that fell off of the behemoth before he shechted it, he wouldn't shech the behemoth right away. Instead, he would wait for the Sar to get long and fall off, so that way he would have more Sar. So therefore, better that we shechted any Sar that fell off the behemoth before the Shechita. Who are you in there? A mashkin lo et giyaris. Below a shivcha hamishachreres, the chachamim oimrim mashkin. A kabbalah ben Mahalo used to say that we don't give meisota to giyores or to a shivcha hamishachreres, a shivcha knanis that became free. Such a case, if she had kinoi vestir, she got married, and her husband warned her not to be miyachid with a certain person, and she went ahead in seclusion with that person anyway. In such a case, we would not give her a drink from the meisota, as only somebody who was a yisrael from birth would be given meisota. And the chachamim disagree. The chachamim say we give meisota also to giyores or to a shivcha mishachreres. Amru lo, the chachamim said to Akava ben Mahalo, Maisa of a karkamis shivcha mishachreres shahayta b'Yerushalayim. There was a story about an isha named Karkamis that she was a shivcha mishachreres, a free shivcha in Yerushalayim. The shkul shmaya b'avtayin, and shmaya b'avtayin, who were the nasi and abedin, gave her to drink meisota. So we see that a shivcha mishachreres is also given to drink meisota to kinei vestir. Amar lahem tukma yishku. Akav ben Mahalo said to Chachamim, you can't bring me a raya from Shmaya Bav Tayin. And since Shmaya Bav Tayin was so much to her, that's why they gave her to drink meisota. Meaning to say that Shmaya Bav Tayin were gerim. So since they were gerim. They also gave the drink meisota to gerim. And avodah mishchorim, another pshat in Dugma Lishkul is that they made pretend that they were giving her to drink meisota. They really didn't erase the Megillah Sota in the water. Instead, it took regular water and gave her to drink, pretending it was meisota in order to scare her into admitting that she was mezana with that ish that she secluded herself with. V'niduhu. And after Akav Mahal said that, the Chachamim put him into cheder as he was mezalzo in the cover of Shmaya v'Avtalyam. Umeit v'niduhu. And he died while he was still in cheder. V'saklu betin as Arono. And Betin then stoned his coffin since he was in cheder when he died. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Chas v'shalom sh'akavya nismada. Chas v'shalom that Akav Mahal would put into cheder. She'ein hazara ninelis b'fnei ko adam yisrael v'chachma. When the Hazara is full of people on Erev Pesach that come to Shechta Pesach, and after it's full, they close off the Hazara, there wouldn't be one person among that big crowd who is as great as a Kava b'Mahalo in Chachman and Yiras Chet. So it's impossible that a Kava b'Mahalo was Mizazel in the Chachaman. That's Minidu, who really was put into Cherem. Elazar ben Chanoch, Shepikpek b'Taras Yudayim. He was Mizazel in Taras Yudayim, and that din that the Chum were Geyser, that Yudayim could become Tameh without the Guf being Tameh. He was Mizazel in that din and didn't believe that that was a good Zera. Ukishemeh, when Elazar ben Chanoch died, Shochu Bezdin, Behinichu Eben Aharono. Bezdin said, Shlichem, and they put a stone on his coffin, Melameh. We learn from there, Shekoham is Nadeh, Umeh, Beniduyo, Isoiklin, as Arono, anybody who was put into Cherem and he died while he was in Cherem, they stoned his Aron and put stones on his skull. Masechet Yedidot Perek Hey Mishnah Zayin B'Shas Misoso Amar L'Beno. At the time of his death, Akav Memahal told his son, B'ni, my son, Chaza B'chav Arba Dvarim She'yiti Aymer. Change your position on the four halachas that I used to say. In other words, the four halachas which were mentioned in the previous mission in which Akav Memahal argued with the Chachamim about, he wanted his son to change his position after his death. Amar lo, the son asked the father, Talama lo chazarzeba. If you change your mind about these halachas, why didn't you back out already before your death? Amar lo, Akav ben Mahalo responded, Ani shamati mi pi amarubim, behem shamu mi pi amarubim. I heard these halachas from my rabban, who I felt were the rov. And the chachamim that argued with me heard the halachas from their rabban, who they felt were the rov. Ani amarati bishmuasi. I held firm with what I heard from my rabban. Behem amdu bishmuasi. And the Chachamim that argued with me held firm with what they heard from their Rabban. Ava atasha mata mipi ha-yachid u-mipi ha-maru. But you yourself only heard this halacha from the Yachid, meaning from Akav ben Mahalo himself. And he heard the opposite from the Maruvim, from the other Chachamim, that argued with Akav ben Mahalo. Mutav la'aniach dibre ha-yachid l'lechoi v'dibre ha-maruvim. It's better that the son should let go from what he heard from the Yachid, from Akav ben Mahalo, and instead grab hold and hold like the Chachamim, that they are the Merubim. Amar lo abba pekoda lai lechaber. The son requested from the father to make a tavan to command his friends, the other chachamim, to be makariv the son and to bring him into the inner circle. Amar lo eini machi. Akav ben Mahalo refused. He said, I will not make this tavan to the chachamim. Amar lo, the son asked the father, Shema avlo metzasavi. Maybe the reason why you don't want to make this tavan is you found something bad about me. Amar lo la. Akav ben Mahalo responded, no, that's not the case. Maisecha yukarvucha, umaisecha yurachkucha. The reason why I don't want to make this tzava is I want your own maisim to decide whether the chachamim will be makar of you or whether they will be marachik of you to push you away from the inner circle.